You are listening to Dave Sweetmore, and it's an honour to say now I'm joined by one of the most iconic and prolific songwriters of all time, also a man responsible for some of my favourite records of all time, the one and only Graeme Goldman. Graeme, how are you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Really good, really good. Thanks for taking the time out to join us today. We're going to talk about the tour you've got coming up in March, the Heartful of Songs Tour. You're around this part of the world on the 9th of March when you're at Buxton Pavilion Arts Centre, and then on the 23rd when you're in Salford at the Lowry. Before we talk about that, though, let's go right back to the beginning. The early 1960s, you're playing in a load of great 60s bands. What were the point that you realised it wasn't just playing in bands? You were actually had an unbelievable knack at writing great records.
Well, I guess it was when I got my first song placed with the Yardbirds in 1965. And that was a song called For Your Love that became a big worldwide hit. And that's really jumpstart my career as a songwriter, mainly up to the time that we formed 10cc in 1972. So like during the sort of mid to late 60s, I was, you could say, like a jobbing songwriter, very happy to do that. Still playing with bands. I was in a band with Kevin Godley called The Mockingbirds. You know, we played a lot of gigs, but it was in a semi-professional basis. And I always wanted to be in a successful band, but was very happy just, you know, writing songs for other people.
When you first started learning guitar and, you know, joining bands in the early 60s, were you already writing songs at that point? What was the point where you thought, as well as playing, I want to write my own material?
No, I was writing sort of from, say, 1964, say, really encouraged by what the Beatles were doing, because they were sort of the first band up to that point that were writing their own songs. Up to that point, a lot of bands went to outside songwriters to get their material. But myself and thousands and hundreds of thousands of other aspiring songwriters were encouraged by what the Beatles were doing. And they really inspired us to get on with, you know, writing songs ourselves.
Some of the songs that you wrote in the 1960s are some of my favourite records of all time. Who were your influences back then?
My influences, well, the Beatles were a major influence. But starting back from sort of late 50s, people like Chuck Berry, Little Richard, the Everly Brothers, Eddie Cochran, Buddy Holly, right through to the skiffle era, which really important to a lot of people. That was when, if the Beatles encouraged us to write songs, then Lonnie Donegan and all the people during the skiffle era encouraged us to pick up a guitar and try and play or make some noise out of it. So those were my influences up till... So after the skiffle era, there was Cliff and the Shadows, massive influence. And then really the next major influence was the Beatles.
One of the things I personally want to ask you is three of my favourite bands of all time were the Hollies, the Yardbirds and Herman's Hermits. Each one of them bands had their own unique sound and style. You could tell straight away it was them. Yet you wrote songs for each one of them bands, amongst many others. When you were writing songs for like the Hollies, Herman's Hermits, the Yardbirds, did you actively know that they had to make that certain sound, or was that something the bands took upon themselves?
They took it upon themselves, really. I mean, For Your Love for the Yardbirds, that was written just as a song. It was actually recorded by a band that I was in called The Mockingbirds, a band I was in with Kevin Godley. Our record company turned it down, and then that's how it eventually found its way to the Yardbirds. With the Hollies, I'd already written Look Through Any Window, which they'd recorded, and then they asked me for another song. So Bus Stop, which I wrote for them, that was written with them in mind. You know, I knew I wanted to write something with lots of harmonies in. And Herman's Hermits, No Milk Today, that was also a song I'd written, but I was managed by the same person as Herman's Hermits, so it was really easy for me to get songs to them.
So you continued in bands throughout the 60s. You ended up writing loads and loads of great songs for other bands in the 60s as well. And then in 1972, you formed 10cc. What made that band different to any other band you'd been in before?
Well, the main difference, I guess, was that all of us were songwriters, all of us were producers. But the main thing about it was that we had our own studio, Strawberry Studios in Stockport. And that was really, without the studio, I think we might have, who knows, we'll never know. But there's no doubt about it that the studio was a vital part of our success, in that we were also a self-contained unit. Eric Stewart was an engineer. So that meant that we could go in the studio most of the time with just the four of us. So no other influences or opinions, just the four of us. And I think that was a very a contributing factor to our success.
Three UK number ones, numerous albums. You've continued throughout the years with 10cc and you formed Wax along the way. You did some great music with Wax as well. The last time you did an album, studio album with 10cc was 1995 when you did the Mirror Mirror album. Is there a chance of anything new coming from 10cc in the foreseeable future?
No, not really, no. I mean, I go out as 10cc now, but it's a performing band. It's not a recording band. So we might put live albums out, but there won't be another 10cc album with original, you know, new songs on. Not at all.
9 years ago, you started the tour, which we're going to talk about in a minute, the Heartful of Songs tour, which I absolutely love. Obviously, a play on the words from the brilliant Heartful of Soul record. When you'd started this tour back 9 years ago when you first did it, why did that feel like the right moment to all of a sudden do a tour yourself, doing your amazing back catalogue of records you'd wrote?
Yeah, well, what happened was that it all started out of me wanting to have a support act on a 10cc tour, but we didn't have one. So I thought, well, it might be interesting. I'll just go out and do a few songs and then introduce a couple of the boys, come on, sing with me. And it kind of became an entity on its own. And then I realized that the 10cc catalogue is so full that it was kind of like a bit of a distraction, I felt. I wasn't sure that it was the right thing to do anymore. And then just demand, really, people said, why don't you go out on the road and do this show on your own as its own entity? And I started doing it, and it's something I really, really enjoy. I mean, it's obviously very different from the 10cc show in that I'm doing songs from my sort of over six decades of writing songs. So there's all the hits, 60s songs for like the Hollies, Yardbirds, Herman's Hermits, 10cc songs, various film songs that I wrote, film music, my time with Andrew Gold, with Wax, and various songs from my solo albums as well. So it's a real mixture. And one of the main differences is that I get a chance to explain how the songs were written. People are always very interested in that. So I'm happy to do that.
So the Heartful of Songs show, it really is, like you say, six decades worth of people can expect all of the hits you've made and wrote and performed.
Yeah, it's pretty much that. It's an interesting show and something I love doing.
One of the things I want to ask is, I don't always like the question, what's your favourite record you've ever wrote and all that, because the amount of material you've wrote, that I know would be an impossible question to answer. But are there any songs you've wrote for other bands, for 10cc, for yourself, that really mean something to you?
Well, there's a newer song that I wrote actually that came out last year. It was a collaboration with Brian May from Queen, and it was a song I wrote about the James Webb Space Telescope. I have a bit of an interest in astronomy, and I'll assume that some of your listeners will know about it. I started following it on the NASA website and became completely sort of enchanted by it. Wrote a song about it and played it to Andrew at my record company, and he said, you know, it would be great if you could get someone like Brian May to play on it because he's an astronomer and an astrophysicist. And I thought that was a brilliant idea. Anyway, I sent it to Brian. He said, I absolutely love this song. I want to play on it. He does play on it, and he does backing vocals on it as well. So that song's called Floating in Heaven, and that's one of the songs I'll be the newer songs I'll be performing at the Heartful of Songs show.
The tour does take place throughout March. Once again, it comes to this part of the world on the 9th when you're at Buxton Pavilion Arts Centre, and then on the 23rd when you're at Salford Lowry. So the Graham Goldman of 2023 compared to the Graham Goldman of 1963. How are your riders different? What's different on a gig now to what it were back then?
Our riders have always been modest. Do you know, honestly, we were never one of those very demanding bands, whether it was 10cc then, now, or Heartful of Songs. You know, it's like nuts and crisps and a bottle of red wine and a couple of beers. That's about it.
Honestly, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. I know you're a busy man, and when I said it before, I genuinely mean it. You wrote some of the greatest songs of all time, some of my favourite songs of all time. It's been a real honour talking to you today. Wish you the best of luck with the Heartful of Songs tour, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you
very
much.
Thanks, Graham. Bye.
Pleasure, mate, talking to you. Bye-bye.